no more voicemails because no one calls us.
Right. No one loves us.
Thank you for calling, Ed.
Thank you for calling. So, I still feel like it's got more. You need to have like more twang in it or something. I don't know.
Well, it's not as weird. Slow as Big Fatty.
Oh, well, that's because he's from the South Clackalacky or whatever he calls it.
Cackalacky. It's the gay mecca. It's the San Francisco.
Right. It's the San Francisco
of the South.
Of the South. I love when he does that. Well, I've never heard it. I hear what's his face from Hello Waffles say.
Oh, yeah.
So it cracks me up.
Calvin.
Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, I've never heard it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1933 of the BFO for Monday, the 22th of June, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, even though it was Pride 48 weekend, that's not all that Big Fatty experienced.
Big Fatty, you can't tell him, Carla?
Hello, cauliflowers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are cauliflowers because, y'all, if you like Big Fatty, you've got the cauliflower ear, Big Fatty. Y'all, from listening to all the little shows over the weekend, y'all, I'm telling you, it was, I've heard from many people that they just thought that Pride 48 last weekend was just Big Fatty, you've dropped something on the floor. It was just lovely, and it just harkened back to the first year of doing the little shows. Oh, y'all, what is that? Oh, y'all, that is the Brofkus Buffet. So there you have it. But y'all, I just think that the weekend just went swimmingly. As I'm recording this, it's not quite over yet. Y'all, the only time that Big Fatty, y'all, you know, I tried to listen to all the little shows, but I'm going to tell you something. Saturday night, about 10 p.m. in the evening, Eastern, y'all, I just had this huge, it was like a cloud move over me, and y'all, I just felt like I had to take a nap. Big Fatty, I know the feeling. And y'all, it didn't end until I heard this dryer buzzer go off. Big Fatty, you're just silly. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you on regular show, y'all, that was Thursday evening. Y'all, I can't think of anything exciting that happened after I recorded the Friday little show. But y'all, I went to the coal mine on Friday, and y'all, it was kind of a skeleton staff there. Big Fatty, just a lot of bony people. Bony people, yes, except for old Vader. You know, no one would call him bony. Big Fatty. Y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine on a Friday. Y'all, I decided at lunchtime I wanted me some of that Chinese Mexican food. So y'all, I ordered my Chinese Mexican food, and y'all, I asked them to you know, it comes with the fried lice. And y'all, I asked for the white lice. Big Fatty is racist. And I asked them to put it in a separate little container. I had ulterior motives for that, and they did, y'all. And y'all came back, and I had the General Tso's chicken, and y'all, it was just lovely. I saved my fried lice, my white lice. And y'all came home here to the Fat Villa Friday afternoon. Y'all, the traffic was non-existent. Non-existent, I tell you. And it was just a quick little ride home. And y'all, I had planned on, you know, I'm getting into a routine of cooking on my new grill on right days. And so, y'all, but it's been just blazing hot. Y'all, it's been between, I would say, 97 and 100 degrees every day here in Charleston. Y'all, as I got off the 26, as they say it out there in the San Francisco, y'all, or out there in the California, y'all, the road was wet. And y'all, evidently, a thunder boomer had come down the road towards the Fat Villa, and y'all, I was watching the temperature on the Ford Escape, and y'all, it dropped from like 98 down to 90 in just a couple of minutes, and I'm going, well, this is lovely, and y'all, I pulled up into the carport here at the Fat Villa, and I uncovered the grill and everything, and y'all, I decided I was going to grill me some onions, so I had looked on the inner tubes, and y'all, basically, they just said, cut the onion and put some butter and salt and pepper on it, and wrap it in the aluminum foil, and put them on the grill for about 45 minutes to an hour. So y'all, I got the grill going, and I got my onions prepared. Big Fatty, you were prepared. And y'all, I put those on the grill and got them to start cooking. And y'all, I had gotten some spare ribs, and I'd already pre-baked them. But y'all, I put them on the grill and put some barbecue sauce on them. And y'all, then I had those two hamburger patties with the blue cheese in them that I got at the Von's East on Wednesday, and I stuck them on there. And y'all, some red and orange and yellow peppers, mini peppers. I sliced them and grilled them. And y'all, then I brought all that in about, I don't know, it was probably about 6:30 p.m. in the evening, and I had just a lovely supper, and had my first glass of the sangria for the evening, and y'all, then it was over to the Pride 48. It was over to the Pride 48, Big Fatty went, and y'all, I'm sitting there at the computer, you know, doing some last-minute preparations for the BFO for right night. And y'all, on one of the dating sites, I see one of my semi-regular gentlemen. Yes, I know. Cinnamon. What is semi-regular? Not cinnamon regular. Fatty, he's silly. Gentleman calls and he says, Herbert, he says, what you doing? I said, well, you know, I'm busy till about 9 p.m. in the evening, but I'll look for you. I'll look for you then, and we'll see how it goes. And he says, yes, Big Fatty. So y'all did the opening little show with that Adam Burns and that Taffy Carlisle Huffington. You know, Taffy Carlisle Huffington is going to be the co-host along with that Joey Bukkake out there in the Lost Wages this year. Y'all, that's coming up about 2 months. And anyway, you'll be hearing a lot more about that. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure you'll drive it in the ground like you do everything else. Y'all, then I had to excuse myself to get ready for the BFO on Friday night. Yes, Big Fatty, you were only prepared to do 20 minutes. I just don't understand how that's always the case. Well, I'm used to 20 minutes, but y'all, somehow we pulled an hour out of our ass. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, you'll be able to hear those little shows starting Wednesday of this week. We'll have the first 20 minutes on Wednesday, the second 20 minutes on Thursday, and the final 20 minutes on Friday. And after I turned the stream over to David, that blue jeans guy, y'all, I got back on the dating site, and well, let's do this.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this was okay. I know you're excited. Y'all, the young gentleman caller, I think he's like 33, 34. Every once in a while, he just out of the blue, sent me a message on the, on the dating site and said, would you like to come over? I said, well, now, you know, I'm not as close as I used to be. I said, I can probably be there about 10 p.m. in the evening. He says, that'll be lovely, Big Fatty. And y'all, So I got myself all gussied up, Big Fatty Vulgar, and y'all drove over to his place, and y'all, it was just lovely. You know, the nice thing is, the whole way over there, I was able to listen to the little shows and on the TuneIn Radio app, and y'all, it was nice, except for, you know, for the Humpty Bumpty time. And y'all, you know, if you miss some shows this weekend, y'all, I'm sure most everybody's gonna repost their little shows during over the next few weeks. So except for that Toucan Beanie, theirs will come out in August. I heard them announce on Sunday morning. Yes. Ready. After I got home on a Friday night, y'all, I listened to a couple of other little shows, and y'all, then I was into the love chamber. So I didn't hear all of them live, but you know, that's why I'm hoping everybody will post their little shows. But y'all, woke up on Saturday morning, and y'all, I'm checking my messages and the words with friends, and I go on the dating site, the Grin Doctor, and I hear y'all, this is somebody new, a nice looking young man. What you doing? And I said, well, I'm just laying here in the loft chamber. You want some company? And I said, well, sure. And he came over to the Fat Villa here, and y'all, it was just like, Big Fatty, what did you do? Y'all, I don't know. Okay. But y'all, evidently the famine has been at least, there's a leak in the famine wall. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And then on y'all, Saturday, I can't remember if I did much of anything. I was just piddling around the Fat Villa here. Y'all, I took a little nipper nap. Vader, old Vader, sent me a message saying, I'll be over to the Fat Villa about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. I said, okay, because, you know, the 10th anniversarium of the Little Fatty Cast was going on. And what was I going to say about that? And y'all, so I was up and I was ready and everything. And y'all, it got to be 4:30 and no Vader. And so, y'all, I sent him a little testimonium. I said, are you coming? And about that time he pulled up, he had gone into a coma. He got over here, and y'all, we did the 10th anniversarium little show of the Little Fatty Cast. And y'all, it was absolute train wreck, as all of the Little Fatty Cast were. I am going to be posting that hour-long little show next Saturday. If you missed the Little Fatty Cast 10th Anniversarium little show, y'all, you'll get to hear it next Saturday over at the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty! Saturday after that, I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show. And y'all had a good old time over there. There's a good group on there. And I'm not going to try to list them all because there were more than the normal crowd. And y'all, then after that, I started getting ready to go out to the Dudley Do-Rights. Y'all, I got to tell you this about Granny. You know, Granny uses that talk to textimonium, and y'all, he'll talk into his cellular telephonic device and then hit send, and it won't even look and see what the cellular telephonic device. And y'all, he said, me and Larry and you and Big Dick are gonna go to the movies tonight. And Durwood's not coming out. And I went, go to the movies? Y'all, usually I ask Granny, are we going to the Dudley Do-Rights or are we going to the Connections? And y'all, he sends me this thing saying they're going to the movies. And I said, the movies? He went, y'all, he just laughs at himself a lot of times. He says, no, Dudley Do-Rights. So y'all, we met up at Dudley Do-Rights. Had a couple of adult beverages, and y'all, I was getting in the Ford Escape coming home, and y'all, just as the Howdy Do Pancakes boys were doing their little show, and y'all, JR had been overserved, and he was yes, Big Freddy was lovely, and y'all found out that Calvin and JR are going to be coming to the Lost Wages this year. So, y'all, if you want to meet them, it'd be lovely if you could join us out there then. But, y'all, it was a cute little show. And then I listened to several others after that. And, y'all, then I just went into a coma. And then Sunday morning, Granny came over here to the Fat Villa. Believe it or not, y'all, he didn't even have to use a road map. Y'all, he found the place, and we went and had a little brofkas, and went to the Sam's Club, and y'all, then got home, was listening to the Toque and Beanie on the way home with Dr. Stone and the Turnip Head, and y'all, it's just been a lovely afternoon, a Sunday afternoon, and y'all, and Father's Day, y'all got, I still hadn't called the Orange Hat yet, but y'all, you know, Orange Hat, I sent him a card, and then I sent my mother a $20 bill, and I said, you go buy him $20 worth of pork rinds for Father's Day. Be ready! Y'all, because, you know, my mother, I sent her a $20 gift card to go to the Total Wine. Well, you know, there's not a $20 gift card for pork rinds. So I told her, just go buy $20 worth of pork rinds. So, you know, it's kind of that, it's kind of a Mother's Day, Father's Day, just kind of let loose and get something you enjoy. So that's what I did. And so I've got to call him and see how many bags of pork rinds he's already in. Big Fatty, that's just silly. And y'all, right now I'm making the nuts and bolts, for next week. Oh, dear Gussie, for next weekend's housewarming hoot nanny. So, y'all, I didn't get a chance over the weekend. I found out that Sunday was Jay. It was Jay's celebration of exiting the birth car. You know, that's the boyfriend or the husband or whatever they're calling it now of that R.C. Martinez out there in the Colorado. So, Jay, happy belated birthday from Big Red and from Poodle and Squeaky. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And, y'all, I think they're... I'm not quite sure when their little show was during Pride 48, but Roger, what did you think of Big Fatty's show?
Well, actually, I've never heard it.
Oh!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.